Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner live on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. The Coach's Corner is heard every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yes, bitch, he's so holy.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner. Good Saturday morning, everybody. It is going to be another nice day and another wet day. One of the wettest springs on record. Wow. We're going to be talking baseball and softball today, and we are on location today, actually in Minnesota. You know, we did a lot of graduation crashing in the closing weeks of May for Community First Credit Union and our C-First pimped-out Scooby-Doo van. But today we have to attend one. So no crashing today, but attending a graduation in Minnesota. So we're coming to you live from Minneapolis, and we're talking baseball today. And one of the strongest conferences, I think, in the whole state of Iowa has to be the South Central Conference. Incredible stats, and we're going to look at those here coming up in just a little bit. We've got some great guests coming up as well. And how about some of the other conferences and other ball teams in and around the area? Before we get to it, I got to call out Twin Cedars. Look at this, 14-1. They've only lost one. Who was their one loss to? That's right, Albia, by one run, 5-6 a couple weeks ago. Twin Cedars with 160 runs on 146 hits and 11 home runs. We're going to try to get them on the Coach's Corner here in coming up in the near future. But the sixth most home runs in the whole state in any class, 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A. Again, their only loss was to Albia by one run just a couple of Mondays ago. And it's going to be interesting next week as Twin Cedars plays Mormon Trail. And on Wednesday, they have Eddyville-Blakesburg. Now, we're going to be talking to Rod Ashman here coming up, head man from Eddyville-Blakesburg Rocket baseball team and their outstanding start to this season as well. Twin Cedars outscoring their opponents. Get this, 160 runs to 25. 160 to 25. And in fact, when Albia beat Twin Cedars, their only loss, it was the most runs in any game that they've played. They've got 22 kids out for baseball at Twin Cedars. So stay tuned as we'll be hopefully checking in with them coming up in a future broadcast. But as we mentioned, the South Central Conference, one of the strongest conferences in my view of any conference in the state of Iowa. Some great baseball being played. You know, we talked to Jake Schroeder last week, the boys' head man at Sheraton, the Sheraton Chargers. They're off to a 12-2 start and having a great season. Eddyville-Blakesburg, we're going to talk to Rod Ashman after the break in a little bit. Unbelievable pitching effort going on down in Rocket Nation. Centerville at 12-6. Albia is in fourth place in the conference with a 10-9 record, but the most hits of any of the teams right now in the South Central Conference with 166 hits. They're just having a little bit more trouble getting those runners across with 114 runs, and that's what's turned into their 10-9 record as we speak. And Davis County, wouldn't they like to have Calvin Matthews back? He's at the University of Iowa right now, but Calvin would be helping right now an 8-11 Davis County Bloomfield team, usually a very strong team, and a lot of baseball yet to be played. But hey, listen, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk, we're going to hook up with Rod Ashman at Eddyville-Blakesburg. We're going to also check in with Mitch Chance as well around the bottom of the hour, and then a very special segment coming up at about 9:35, and our Scott Fry will be talking in studio with Joe Judge and Linda Hoskins, and remembering the life of Matthew Vaughn, who passed away unexpectedly earlier in the week of natural causes, a great tennis player leaving fond memories, and we'll be talking about celebrating the life of Matt Vaughn coming up in the back half of the half hour. So stick around. Coming up next, let's get with Rod Ashman right here on the Community First Credit Union Coaches Show on Thunder Country KIIC.
you've found the right home. Now at Community First Credit Union, we have the right rate. C-First is offering a 15-year fixed mortgage as low as 2.5%. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent, Brad Witt, in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Live with the Coach's Corner, coming to you live from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Maple Grove, actually. And in the lobby of a hotel. It's not the lobby of C-First this time, but crash graduation parties in May. Now I've got to go attend one on my own and not crash it. But good to have you along, everybody, this morning. Also good to have with us this morning the head man of Rocket Nation Baseball, Rod Ashman, is on the line. And good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Joe. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm wondering if we're going to be able to play any baseball today. How are the fields looking?
Well, I'd say it's going to be pretty wet. We're kind of waiting on a phone call from fellow Christian to see how wet they are, but we got a lot of rain here in Eddyville, and hopefully we'll get them games in today.
Pella Christian, it's a tournament today. Eddyville coming in, I believe your record is 13-3 with your only three losses coming in early in the season to some big schools, Washington, Oskaloosa, and Sheraton. And you're currently on a five-game win streak, picking up that double against Davis County on Thursday night. You guys got to feel pretty good about how your season's going so far.
Yeah, I think we do. Kids are really playing with a lot of confidence right now, and they're having a lot of fun out there. And yeah, we've got that one loss to Sheraton lately, but we've won quite a few since that Oskaloosa loss. But yeah, they're doing really well right now.
I'll bet besides the tournament today, you're looking forward to some baseball action this week. How about that game on Wednesday night? Are you looking forward to that one?
Game on Wednesday, yeah, you bet. Yeah, Wednesday night we take on Centerville. We play Monday night, we play Clark here at home, but Tuesday night we play Centerville, and that's going to be tough. We go down there and play a doubleheader against Centerville.
Well, the one I was looking at was the Twin Cedars matchup. Twin Cedars with only one loss to Albia on the season. That should be a barn burner.
Yeah, most definitely. And a lot of our kids have played with those kids at Twin Cedars, and I think they're ranked like third or fourth in 1A, and they've always got a good baseball team over there, and I think their class of juniors is a big baseball class, but it'll be fun. We play over there Wednesday night, then we go back to their tournament on Saturday next weekend, so it'll be a good game.
Man, it's just one game right after the other if we can get them all in, but man, pitching is really strong for you guys. You're fielding a team of, I believe, just three seniors, but you've got to think that pitching has to be your strong suit, yes?
Yeah, it certainly does. We have senior Christian Banbrook and junior Trevor Swartz. We've got a sophomore, Jevin Jensen, that's filled in real well for us. And, of course, Levi Johnston, another senior that's 3-0 right now for us. And we've thought we've done pretty well with our pitching staff, and they're really coming through for us.
Well, let's look at the numbers, because I think our fans and our listeners are going to be marveled by this. First of all, Bambrook has 54 strikeouts from what I see here. 54 strikeouts on the season. But you mentioned Levi Johnston and Trevor Schwartz. If you look at some of their best games, they've had, well, Levi Johnston back when you guys played Sigourney had 13 strikeouts. Trevor Schwartz, when you guys played Oskaloosa, struck out 13 batters as well. And as you just mentioned, Christian Bambrook, his best game against Albia just a few days ago with 12 strikeouts. We remember that game, I believe it was played back on Monday. So, I mean, you go deep with Johnston, Schwartz, and Bambrook. And then tell me the name of your number four pitcher again.
Jevin Jensen. He's a sophomore, and he pitched the other night against Davis County. Did real well for almost five innings, and then we brought Bambrook in and finished out. But, yeah, he did real well, and looking forward to a lot of years out of him, too. But, yeah, Schwartz pitched real well up at Oskaloosa. I think he pitched well enough to win. We just had a couple of errors in that game, and unfortunately, one of the errors that we had, that kid scored. But yeah, he did real well up there, and Levi pitched well down at Clark, and again also against Sigourney. But yeah, the kids are throwing real well this spring.
Well, and your hitting is doing real well, too. You've got 108 runs on 129 hits. I got to ask, Coach, how much of your success sort of gets carried over from a successful wrestling season? I look at your roster, and, from Wooster to, I believe, Glosser, and you've got several others on your team. Well, Levi Johnston, for one, all several wrestlers that, with Eddieville getting second in the state in the team duel competition, you guys just continue to carry in strong into the next sport.
Yeah, you bet. And you know, I believe that success breeds success, and that's exactly right. Those kids are active. You got the basketball players, you got Bambrook, Schwartz, and those kids that play basketball also. But you know, if they're competitive at both those sports, and then that brings over to the competitiveness there in baseball for the summertime. That it's a big help for them, for sure.
Yeah. Well, Coach, and you guys are doing a great job coaching as well. Now tell us, what is the outlook today? Who are you playing, and who do you think you'll put on the mound this morning up at Pella Christian?
Well, we play at 12:15. We play Bondurant and Ferrara. They're a team that's 9-6, and we're gonna go out with Jake Long. He's another sophomore. He's does real well at the JV level, and we're going to put him on the mound today, give some of our other starters the rest, maybe, and maybe come in with Louis Winkleman there in the second game. Pella Christian plays Pleasantville in the first game here at 10 o'clock, and then we play Bonnard Farr, but we'll see how Jake does, and hopefully he'll be all right.
Coach, I know one of the things you have to do, especially with a team that doesn't go as deep with pitching, is, and this is for me and for the listeners and the fans, what are the current rules on pitching and how many innings pitchers can pitch? Spin me up and remind me what those rules are.
Well, you can pitch a young man 16 innings a week, and if you pitch more than four in two consecutive days, then they have to have 2 days rest. So our schedule worked out pretty well this summer that we can, we have four starters that we have, and we have a couple three kids, including Trenton Barnett that also comes in relief for me, so we actually probably in the driver's seat as far as that concerned. We have four starters that we can really rely on, and if we need help, we'll come up with them kids that don't get as many innings, and it works out pretty well for us.
Yeah, and I would imagine, Coach, with some of those limitations, and with having to drop in games that were postponed earlier, a team that may not have as much depth in pitching can get into a little bit of trouble, can't they?
Yeah, they certainly can. Sometimes you got to bring in a kid from right field that really hasn't been on the mound much and doesn't have the experience that somebody that starts a lot does. But and some kids, sometimes you'll find a surprise that the kid you never thought of that can pitch can actually throw a strike or two, and it works out pretty well.
Well, Coach, it looks to me like we're roughly halfway through the season, maybe not quite at the 50% mark, but, how do you feel where things are, and how does the back half of the season look like? Do you feel like your kids are coming on? Are you at your peak? Are you still building? Or where do we think the Rocket Nation is right now in baseball?
Well, we were thinking about that just the other day. You want to peak at the right time, and And we get into that peak, or we had a plateau, but I really think that we're still on our way up. You know, we started hitting the ball well about a week and a half ago, and I really expect that to continue. We have some very tough games coming up here with Centerville. We have to play them four times yet, and right now they have two losses. We have to play Sheraton another two games. So it's going to be tough, but I think it's going to come right down to it. We play Centerville for the last game of our conference schedule at home, and hopefully that'll be a big game, something that we can take care of. But we've got to take care of business now for the next couple, 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Coach. Your squad does need to take care of business, because you mentioned that Centerville game, and of course we've also been talking about Twin Cedars and their only single loss on the season. Those are all away games next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. But we do want to encourage folks to get out. And Monday night, if fans are have some time, get on out. Eddyville has Clark, and it looks like a doubleheader Monday night at Eddyville. And, you know, beautiful setting. You guys have done a great job with your field down there, and it's a nice place to play ball.
No, thanks. We do appreciate that. We take pride in our facilities down here, and Alex, my assistant coach, who's also my son, really spends a lot of time over there. It's a good setting, and if you got good facilities, you want to take care of it. And we really enjoy playing there. And I think, you know, other kids like to come and play there also. So it's a lot of fun to play at home for sure.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Alex. Who are some of the other coaching staff or some of your other support staff helping you out this season, Coach?
Well, Alex is my assistant, and Brian Archer is our freshman coach, and he does a real good job with those kids. The kids really respect him and have a lot of fun with him. And in the spring, you know, I got a couple of kids that volunteer and help out in our spring league, Scott Swartz and Donovan Young, and they do an excellent job. You know, they get our kids going in March and April, and they get to thinking about baseball a little earlier than some teams, you know, and it really helps out. It's kind of a spring training setting for them, you know, and it's nice to have them people volunteering and do it. They do a good job.
Absolutely, and as you mentioned, success spawns success, and I don't want to fail to mention that the Eddyville Blakesburg Rocket softball team is having a great season as well. We might have to catch up with those folks as well.
Yeah, you bet. Coach Finn has done a whale of a job over there on the softball diamond, and he really gets the best out of those girls. I tell you, they work hard. We watched them. We got to watch them the other night at their tournament, and they were down by a couple runs, PCM, I believe, and they did a few things, got some hits to fall, and got a bunt here and there, and they won the game. So, yeah, Coach Finn does a wonderful job over there with the softball girls.
And we're talking to head baseball coach Rod Ashman from Eddyville Blakesburg. Coach, off to a great season, 13-3 with your only losses coming to some really bigger schools in Oskaloosa, Washington, and Sheraton. And so, Coach, good luck today up at Pella Christian. When do you guys get off up there?
We start at 12:15, and then if we lose, we play right away there again. And if not, if we win that first game, we'll play at about 4:30 up there.
Very good, Coach. We'll keep track and keep an eye on your scores today. Thanks so much for joining us on the Coach's Show.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your efforts and your interest in our baseball program. Thank you much.
Yeah, that's very nice, Rod. Rod Ashman from Eddyville Blakesburg. Coming up, we're going to talk Albia softball with Coach Mitch Chance. A couple of fun victories they've had over the last week we'll talk about. And on the backside of the half hour, our Scott Fry met up with Joe Judge, tennis coach and history government teacher at Albia, and also Linda Hoskins, principal at Albia. And remembering the life of Matthew Vaughn that was taken so suddenly this week. And we'll have that interview coming up the back half of the half hour on the Community First Credit Union Coaches Show on Thunder Country KIIC.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
School is out, summer is in, and the fun is here. The Iowa Cubs return to Principal Park on June 14th for 10 games in 8 days. We've got something for everyone. Two fireworks shows, our new Sounds of Summer concert series, Father's Day pregame catch on the field, dollar hot dogs, and more. For the complete promotion schedule to purchase tickets, visit iowacubs.com or call the Cubs at 515-243-6111. Iowa Cubs baseball. Come for the fun. Stay for the game.
And this is Scotty back in the studio here in Thunder Country KIIC, and I have the privilege of just talking to Coach Jerry Staton. Of course, Friday Night Lights is just only about 8 or 9 weeks away, and football season will soon be in the air. But he wanted me to let you know that the football team is doing a can drive today. And if you would like for the football team to come and pick up the cans, you can call Coach Staton at 641-660-9978. That's 641-660-9978. Now back to Joe Millage live from Minnesota.
All right, Scotty, thank you very much. Those fundraisers are very important, and I think you said 8 to 10 weeks away from Friday Night Lights, I believe last week of August. I can't remember the date, but, man, that's starting to get a little scary. It's coming up that close. Thanks, Coach Staton, for checking in this morning, and we'd love to help your kids out, of course. But, yeah, we hope to get some softball and baseball games in today. I do see some line of thunderstorms moving in from western Iowa right along the Interstate 80 corridor. And hopefully we'll get some games in because we've got some softball to play, too, today. Let's check in with Coach Mitch Chance. And good Saturday morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are we doing this morning?
And you guys, are you on your way to West Liberty, or what time do you guys throw out first pitch
there? Yes, we are almost to Iowa City right now, so it's been an early morning, but the sun's shining here, and hopefully we can get a couple games in today.
Coach, I got to think that when your softball girls see you at the van or the bus, they're probably still got sleep in their eyes, and you're roaring and ready to go. I can just imagine it.
Well, you know what? Sometimes I'm a little too cheery, and on a Saturday morning, sometimes those girls think I'm a little crazy. But anyway, it's a good day. It's a good day. We're gonna get a couple games in today, and they better be ready to go once we step out of these vans.
Well, Coach, you had a great win the other night over Davis County. You won 6-2. Tell us about your feelings after that ball game. That comes on the heels of three losses, and so I know you're wanting to get this one back on the rails, and no better game to do that than with Davis County.
Well, you know what? It was nice. It was nice for a couple of reasons. They were at the conference or tied for the conference lead when we knocked them off, and we did so many good things during that game. Defensively, I thought we played a pretty good game, and we executed better than we had executed probably in the last four or five games. And once again, Lexi threw another good game. She kept us in game the entire game. She hit spots. Her changeup was working well. So, you know, that was the girls needed that win. We almost knocked off Fairfield the night before, the team that's fifth, who had won 14 straight games. So, you know, that was a disappointing loss there. And then to come back to get that one against Davis County, who has been playing really, really well and who probably has one of the best pitchers in our conference, to knock him off and to score six runs off a pitcher like that, it was very encouraging. And the girls were they were on cloud nine, and they should be after a nice win like that.
Albia 7-9, I believe, at this juncture in the season. And Coach, what an outstanding job the girls did last week in that tournament up in LeGrand.
Yeah, you know what, and that's what I'm expecting today. We only have two games today, and it's a little different atmosphere today. They actually play a real championship championship bracket here. So if we win the first game, we're in the championship game. And if we don't, we're going to the consolation game. So there's four teams up here that we never, ever see. We start out and play New London at 11:30, and then we'll play the winner or loser of the Mediapolis and West Liberty game. So a chance to get to see some teams we never get a play, so it's going to be a nice little tournament for us. The weather's, right now it's perfect outside, and the girls, obviously this is a long trip, but it's definitely worth it when you get out here and, like I say, see pitchers you never get to see teams you never get to see. So this is well worth it, and we're going to be ready to go come game time.
Yeah, I know you'll have your team ready to go, Coach. And next week, we talk about the tournament today. Next week, looks like you've got a real tough schedule as well. You've got Eddyville, you've got Oskaloosa, and Centerville all next week.
Well, yeah, next week's going to be pretty darn full. We start out with Eddyville, who cracked into the rankings this week, which they should have been in there all year, in my opinion. But, I don't deal with that. And then we got an Oski team that I think is still undefeated right now. They're 14-15-0. I'm not for sure on that, but they cracked a 4 or 5A rankings. But the thing is, you just got to go and play. We showed just like the other night that we can compete against some of the best teams. Like last week, we had a legitimate shot of beating the number 2 ranked team in Class 3A in East Marshall. So, if we could continue to get better and execute like we've done the past week, we're going to be able to stay in those games, and hopefully, when it comes down to it, knock one of those teams, if not a couple of them, off.
Very good, Coach. Well, I know you're on your way. You're driving. You're headed to the tournament today. We'll touch base with you later, see how you guys did. And thanks for – you're always generous joining us and generous with your time and joining us on the Coach's Show. Thanks so much, Coach. Good luck today.
Okay. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Mitch Chance on the Coach's Show. When we come back, we're going to check in with Radio Iowa Sports, and then we'll get to that interview that Scott will have with Joe Judge and Linda Hoskins on the life of Matthew Vaughn. That's coming up in just a couple minutes on the C-First Coach's Show.
To look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, C-First is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery on Washington Avenue East in Albia.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
And good morning once again, back on the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. We are on the road coming to you live from Minneapolis. And lots of softball and baseball to be played today and into next week. We've got a full slate of games scheduled next week to be bringing you right here on the Thunder, 96.7 FM. So make sure you tune in. Rich Grimes and Bill Saylor will be along for those games. Lots of games to be played. And congratulations to all these area teams that are doing so well. Again, we'll try to hook up with Twin Cedars in some future shows as they're doing really well and having a great season, as are several of our other teams around the state. But for now, let's check in with Radio Iowa and get the latest on state sports.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Two summer leagues popular with college basketball fans are set to begin. The YMCA Capital City League is played in West Des Moines and features players from Iowa State and Drake.
We're looking forward to having a great summer with all the new Iowa State players and Drake players. Drake is undergoing some changes with a new coach, so we're excited to see what their approach is to the league and what kind of talent they're able to bring in. And obviously Iowa State has a lot of kind of big name incoming freshmen like Matt Thomas and Monte Morris and some other transfers that we're looking forward to see play.
That's League Commissioner Derek Hanna. Opening night Sunday, the games are played at Valley Southwoods High School. The primetime league near Iowa City is entering its 27th season and has always been popular with Iowa Hawkeye fans. Iowa City Attorney Randy Larson has served as commissioner since the league began and says it allows fans to see if the incoming players are as good as advertised.
Primetime followers get to find out for themselves. And instead of having to listen to what a recruiting guru says or what an assistant coach says, you can go look for yourself. And this summer, you're going to find out, can Peter Jock play defense at this level? Is he physical enough? Is he a great athlete? We've been told he's a fantastic shooter, and I believe he is. We'll get to find out.
Larson says there are six teams this summer. That's two more than a year ago. The games are played at the North Liberty Community Center Thursday and Sunday, and they begin June 20th. More sports after this.
You're listening to Agronomy Across Iowa. It's a new day at Farmers Cooperative Company as we talk with Chuck Lundquist about current soybean planting concerns.
Due to the wet weather conditions, some producers are starting to question the need for switching to earlier maturities. Here at FC, we recommend staying with the soybean maturities that producers had planned on planting until June 20th. Another conversation that FC agronomists will be having with growers, the increased population, typical rates in a 30-inch row spacing would run from 140 to 150. It'd be better to increase 10 to 15%, which will increase your yield in the long run. As growers are faced with tough decisions, FC agronomists are out in fields every day. They can help handle situations as they arise.
Farmers Cooperative Company, agronomy strong and more committed than ever to intentional, consistent solutions to maximize your farming operation. See your local FC agronomist and visit fccoop.com for videos from the field and up-to-the-minute agronomic information. Together, we can.
More than 70 cars are expected at Knoxville Raceway Saturday night as the World of Outlaws return. Promoter Brian Stickle says for many of the drivers, it'll be their final chance to test the half-mile dirt oval before the Knoxville Nationals.
This is their last opportunity to compete against all the big guys and the big guns before our August 7th through 10th event, the Knoxville Nationals. So, you know, they're anxious to be here, get their last test and tune in and get the feel of the track so they're prepared in the next couple months.
Hot laps for Saturday is scheduled at 6:45. Benton Community Baseball coach Derek Anderson's been pleased with his team's start to the season. The Bobcats are 10-3 heading into last night's doubleheader against Anamosa. They're ranked third in Class 3A in the latest Radio Iowa coaches poll. Pitching has been a major factor in Benton's success, and Anderson says the staff has taken an aggressive approach to the mound.
Attacking the strike zone, controlling what you can control, and that's you know, every pitch that you're throwing, and
you know, even if you're struggling, we talk a lot about, you know, trying to fight through that and continue to battle and be tough on the mound. And, you know, one thing that's, you know, really helped us this year is, you know, we've been throwing strikes and getting ahead of hitters and that helps a lot when you're not, you know, putting guys on base.
And former Drake football standout Willie Cashmore is returning to the school as an assistant coach. Cashmore will coach the tight ends. He spent the last 4 years on the staff at Iowa Western Community College. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
Hi, this is Jackie Huber with the White Buffalo Restaurant, telling you about our daily lunch buffet. You'll start with our huge salad bar, the freshest homemade salads and salad toppings. There's Caesar salad and two fresh soups also. Our hot food buffet features roasted chicken, made from scratch pizza, potatoes, and more sides. Fresh tortilla wraps and ice cream. So change your ways and do what's fresh every day with our lunch buffet. It's only $6.95 and it's ready when you are. See you at the Buffalo.
This is David Lang with MDL Insurance Services. MDL offers insurance through several carriers, but our customers with Pekin seem to be our most loyal. Pekin Insurance not only offers auto, home, and commercial, but has a great life insurance portfolio, which includes term, permanent, or even a money-back term life insurance policy. Give us a call at 641-872-1616. Email us at mdlins.com or simply like us on Facebook.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. No more running to a branch with your check or tracking down a stamp to send it in. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
And it's 9:40 a.m. here on Thunder Country KIIC. This is Scotty back in the studio, 69 degrees, and I'll be taking over the bottom half of the show here for Joe Millage. And just want to remind everybody again that Coach Staten did call the studio, and the Albion football team is having a pop can drive today. If you would like to help out with their fundraiser and have cans that they could pick up, you can call Coach Staten at 641-660-9978. That's 641-660-9978. Joining me in the studio now is Albia High School boys tennis coach and world history and government teacher Joe Judge, along with Albia High School principal Linda Hoskins. And today we are celebrating the life of a young man who passed away suddenly due to natural causes this past week, and that is Matthew Vaughn. And I asked both Joe and Linda to come into the studio to share a few words and some of their memories of Matt. And Joe, we'll start with you.
Well, Matt was just... You know, it's hard to describe, but he was just an awesome kid. He was a little ornery, and he had this ornery smile that there wasn't anything you could do about it. There's no way you could be upset with him once he gave you that little ornery smile. And as a teacher, one of the moments that stands out right now is we're working on projects, and Matt was working on the computer, and he's back there. And every day, at some point in the class, he'd have this YouTube clip play, and it's called Epic Sax Guy. And it's a constant repeat of this guy playing the saxophone. And then Matt would just look up at me and have that little ornery smile, and I'd have to say, no Epic Sax. So that's one that... that stood out, and I don't know. He's just in class. It was always nice to look up and see him there. I called him. His nickname was East Consin, and that came out because, as if you've looked at the obituary, he was planning on moving to Wisconsin, and some of the students and I were like, "Oh, we don't want you to move." And somehow it just developed into, I said, don't go to Wisconsin, go to East Consin, and then the nickname East stuck. So pretty much all year, all the kids called him East and East Consin, and on the tennis team, we called him East Consin. So on the tennis team, he joined the tennis team this year. He said that he wanted to do things, try to stay active, and I know Linda will probably talk about some about that, some of the conversations she had with him, but he wanted to keep himself fit and active and try to lose some weight. So he wanted to go out for sports, and I said, I'd love to have you on the tennis team, Matt. And so he's like, well, I don't know how to play tennis. I said, that doesn't matter. Come out for tennis, and it'll be good for you. So he came out there, and he didn't know how to play when he first started. But, you know, as the season went along, he got decent at it. And more than anything, he became a brother on the team. I'm just... we had a really tight, we had a successful tennis season this year, and part of that I'd say is we had a pretty tight group of guys, and you know, I don't think Matt really hung out with any of the guys that were on the tennis team before he joined tennis, but then he got to be one of the guys. So,
and that's one of the things about athletics, you know, students learn to play the sport and maybe good at the sport, but there's so much more to that. Mm-hmm. You learn, you make friends and beyond friendships that last a long time. Any particular things on the court that are fond memories that you remember, or any incidences?
Well, yes, actually, several. There was one moment when I think Skylar Hoover was playing his doubles partner, and he was playing Kyle Turner and Nathan Berkman. Those two were playing each other, and Skylar serves the ball, and instead of going over the net, it hit Matt square in the back, and Matt's arms flailed up in the air, and he ran over to the fence, and he said, hang on, and getting hit by a tennis ball stings a little bit, and so it was a rather amusing moment. I'm definitely going to miss him out there.
It is always unfortunate, obviously, when a young individual passes away. And, Linda, I know you have a passion for students. And as an educator, as well as Joe as an educator, I know it's definitely hard to lose a student like that. And do you have anything you want to share of memories? I know we talked a little bit earlier, some of the things, how you got acquainted to know Matt.
It certainly is, Scott. And I do appreciate the opportunity to be here to celebrate Matt's life. I really got to know Matt a little bit better this year. His freshman year, Mr. Swarty, Mr. Little worked with him a little bit more, and I can attest to what Joe says about that Henri smile, and I know Matt to be just a little bit stubborn, too, and sometimes his stubbornness, maybe he didn't want to do something or comply with something, which is good in a way, too, because he was coming into his own to show his independence, and what I think of Matt is he is a very creative, unique, diverse young man. First glance, looking at him as freshman year, I saw him as very quiet. I take kind of a personal responsibility to try to, as with all teachers, build relationships with students. And so when we see those quiet kids who maybe aren't mingling with kids as much and what have you, then you try to build that relationship and see if you can get them involved in things. And so I did just strike up conversations with Matt in the morning. I would see him walk. He lived in my neighborhood. And I was amused one time because when his dad and I were talking, his dad came in to visit about an issue, and he said, Matt said to him several times, now, Dad, you know the principal lives right by us. Dad, you know the principal lives right by us. But then that was kind of a good thing because he didn't see me as somebody who was intimidating to him, but somebody who had an open door that he could come into and visit with. And he did come in and visit with me sometimes about issues. As he blossomed into his sophomore year, kind of like Joe mentioned, he wanted to become more physically fit. And I remember him, and I don't know if this happens because we have a graduation portfolio, and some of that might have been we started reading health and wellness articles, and something might have sparked with him, and I would hope to think, I would like to think that maybe some things from that process help our students in that sense. But for whatever reason, Matt decided he wanted to become more physically fit and start eating healthier, and so we began talking about that. And I feel really good because, as Joe said, he maybe didn't know some of the kids on the tennis team, but he went out for tennis and he made some friendships. our wrestling team and Coach Winger were obviously the ones who helped Matt in that sense. Matt did not go out for wrestling, but some of the role models and some of the student leaders that were wrestlers took him under their wing, and they showed him things in the wrestling room that he could do to help himself with fitness. So, you know, I think that's just a testament to our kids that we do have a culture in our school where kids care about kids. And I've seen many things on Facebook over the last couple of days here. I've had some private messages from kids that really care about Matt and want to do some special things in his honor. One of the football players asked if we could dedicate the first game to him. And I know Mr. Judge and some students have thought about maybe planting a tree in his honor. So the kids are thinking, and, you know, they have a sense of conscience, again, which I think makes us feel good. We talk about the Blue Pied Way, and we talk about that culture of caring and that culture just of embracing. We're all different, unique, and diverse, but we can care about each other. And it's called connecting the dots really a little bit. And in that sense, I think our kids and our staff and the community want to do things to help, because when you lose a young person such as this, it just really is kind of shocking. You're just kind of numb. And I think that's how I felt when I initially heard of it. And I've spoken with Dad a couple of times. I can't even imagine what he and his family are going through right now. But I know when you're hurting, you try to give back, and I've had several parents call, several teachers call, and lots of kids, and just trying to do things for the family during this difficult time. And that's what life is in a small community. That's what life is in Albion. And again, we can feel good about that. It doesn't take the pain away, but it sure does feel good to have a lot of people supporting and, again, celebrating the life of Matt.
And every time that you have a young individual who passes away, I think it's important to have communication and not to hold your feelings inside. You know, whether you're young or old, we're all human. Grief's part of the process in healing. And you know, either one of you have anything to say, like to, you know, it's summertime. I know you guys aren't actually with the students right now or anything. If any students was out there that might be hurting right now or not knowing where to turn, what would you suggest or recommend for them?
You know, and it is a little more difficult when it happens in the summertime, because if it would have happened during the school year, we would have had grief counselors come in, you know, and we would help process, and we would have a protocol for how we talk with kids, and we'd be open and honest and give details and information as it happened, and then try to help the kids pick up the pieces and mostly let them talk about it, because that's healing, you know, letting them come to terms with it. It's my hope, and I think that this is probably happening now, again, just based on what I'm seeing on Facebook and just personal conversations I'm having with students, is that, you know, if they would message me, we would talk, and I would suggest to them that they talk to their spiritual leader, talk to their parents, you know, talk to a teacher that they care about, and talk to their peers. I think it's good for their peers to talk to each other to try to process through this too. And I think it will be difficult next fall, you know, when we're coming and we already have a schedule for Matt, you know, and kids that, you know, probably see that he would be in their classes and whatever. So it's, I don't know how the shock value might not be there, but I think it will come back to the front burner a little bit when we come back to school in August, because I think kids are caring, and I think that they will sense that little bit of void. And even though Matt was going to be leaving our school and living with his mom in Wisconsin, I still think the fact is going to be there that, okay, he was involved in tennis, he was involved in clubs, he was involved in doing things with kids, and that's going to be different, you know, because summer vacation's over and you come back to the reality of school.
Yep, and it certainly puts things in perspective and reminder to everybody that life is so short. We never know when our last day will be. And, you know, we were talking a little bit off air earlier about how it makes us all want to be a little bit nicer and kinder to one another, because sometimes if we say something, we may not get the chance to take it back. And Joe, as a teacher in the community or in the community and in the high school, any other final thoughts that you'd want to talk about?
On the a couple things went through my head as I sat here listening. I had a conversation that I know well, the last conversation I had with Matt, because he had an incomplete assignment in a class, not my class, another class, and I tried to get him into the school, and I was doing everything I could to try to get him in there. And we were having conversations, and he was just like, no, I'm fine with it. But so that's dwelled on me. That, I mean, on your point of you never know. You never know what the last conversation you're going to have. It was pleasant. But it was a pleasant conversation. Anyway, there's that. And the other thing, it goes both in the classroom and especially and on the tennis court. You know, you develop a program, you develop a team, and you have high expectations of winning matches and winning games. But really, this puts in perspective, you know, high school athletics is about given opportunities for kids to participate and be involved. Matt wasn't going to be on the varsity squad, but it doesn't matter. The fact that he was out for my on my tennis squad means more to me now than our record from last year. You know, so that's probably the thing that's going to be lasting most with Matt is, and my general philosophy towards coaching is, Every kid I can get out on the tennis court, I'm going to do that. And it's about them enjoying their time and having personal goals for themselves. And achieving that is more important than a team win or loss.
You know, and I think also from the standpoint of just looking at the culture of our school, Matt's just a huge testament to diversity. And we talk a lot about connecting the dots, and Matt was not the jock. Matt was not the National Honor Society student. You know, Matt was not the musician, but Matt was Matt. Matt was creative. Matt did have a sense of humor. Matt had a lot of his own things he did that I know that there was something in the obituary, and I saw it at the funeral home. I don't know if it was called In Case You Were Wondering or Just If You Were Wondering. Mm-hmm. You know, he did a lot of things behind the scenes with the technology and making little videos. And, you know, kids are accepting of that kind of diversity. And that's a good feeling. I think Joe would agree with me, just being part of that school culture, that kids didn't view that as weird. They just viewed it as Matt. And I think we have established a culture where we do have diversity and kids can be who they want to be and do their own thing. And you don't have to be just part of a certain group. Everybody kind of appreciates everybody's group. And I guess from my standpoint, I don't know if I really think it's a regret, but summertime is when I try to send kids positive notes when I see good things that they're doing and just give them little pick-me-ups. And I haven't gotten to those yet in June, and I've got probably 15 or 20 I need to get to. And Mass was one of them. And I saw that on the desk just this morning when I was working on something else because I was going to send him a positive note about his health and wellness plan and kind of ask him how that was going and what have you. And, you know, now it's too late for that. But I do feel good, like Joe, with my last conversation with Matt. It was a positive conversation, and we kind of talked about, you know, healthy eating and recipes and some things like that, and that was probably, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago before school was out. But again, you know, we just never know in the course of a day, and it's just always a good thing to have your sense of conscience and everything that you need in your life to be in order and not have those regrets and those, you know, forgiveness is a good thing, and it's a powerful thing. And just say the things you want to say to people every day. Don't wait till it's too late. You know, tell people you love them and tell people you care about them, because you never know.
And as educators, you know, I'm just going to say a few things here that, you know, students spend a lot of time in the classroom. They spend a lot of time around the educators from preschool on up to, through high school. And as educators, you all play an important role in everybody's lives. And it's very obvious that both of you are at a loss, you know, just like several other of the staff and I'm sure other members of the community. And I'm sure that the students look to you guys just as much as care about you guys as much as you care about the students. And that's what makes a great community. And any final thoughts this morning?
I just think, you know, again, give our condolences to Matt's family, his mom, his dad, his brother, and again, just can't imagine what they're going through and would offer to them. You know, we've had an outpouring of community support, and I think those times when, you know, right now we're in the middle of the putting closure, you know, to the celebration of Matt's life, but then life will go forward, and the friends will go back to what they're doing. The family members will go back to what they're doing. And so I hope that, you know, Matt's parents will feel like, you know, if they can reach out, if they need to reach out to people, that they can continue to do that. And if the school can help that in any way, we would certainly be happy to do that.
And it's,
I'm sure, just like to say on behalf of Community High School and the tennis team that we'll miss you, Matt.
And Linda and Joe, I want to thank you for coming in. And it's unfortunate we had to be here under these circumstances, but it's great to have the opportunity to celebrate a young man's life. And we never know why things happen. We can't explain them, and sometimes it's really hard when we try to understand why they happen, but everything happens for a reason. And I'm sure Matt being a part of everybody's life, you know, he touched a lot of people in just a short span here on Earth. So thank you again for coming in.
Thanks.
And funeral services for Matt Vaughn will be held this morning at 11 a.m. at the Tharp Funeral Home in Albia, and burial will follow in the Oakview Cemetery. And we'll be back right after this.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you with no obligation at your home or the funeral home to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
All right, another Coach's Corner is in the book. We want to thank Rod Ashman, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont baseball coach, for joining us this morning, as well as Albia softball coach Mitch Chant. Also, thank you to Joe Judge and Linda Hoskins for stopping by as well. Happy Father's Day to all of you out there. Thank you for listening. And for Jason Summers and Joe Miller, this is Scott Fry saying have a great Saturday.